metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The snowman was a jolly soul, with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Kirby, hang on, it's 5 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump followed through with his campaign pledge.
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
And one nation already followed suit, the Czech Republic recognizing the Holy City as the capital.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas rejected President Trump's declaration tonight, insisting that Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. And with this unilateral move, America has withdrawn from its role in the peace process.
Fox's Connor Powell in Jerusalem. An eighth woman accusing Senate Democrat Al Franken of sexual misconduct.
As the day went on, more and more of Senator Franken's Democratic colleagues called on him to step aside. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden tweeted his prediction that Franken will announce his resignation when he speaks tomorrow.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Yeah, word has it, he is stepping down.
Rod Stewart. He used to rock, but lately he's been making lame CDs of old people music, and now he's turned his sights on lame Christmas novelty songs.
Grandma got run over by reindeer.
Introducing Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook, featuring all your Christmas comedy favorites, like Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus.
Hey, mama, see that thunder, that's Santa Claus, the guy with the hair on his jaws.
And Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my horse you gave to me, a beer in a tree.
The Great Christmas Novelty Songbook also includes Rod Stewart's take on this classic version of Jingle Bells.
Woof, woof, woof. Woof, 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 baby. Woof, 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 woof. Bow, wow.
Your copy of Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook today. Or, on second thought, no, maybe you shouldn't. It'll only encourage him.
That was great. You know, he could actually carry that off pretty well, Rod Stewart, singing those songs.
Very definitely. Very definitely. 6 minutes after 5 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're hoping to hear from Brett McDonald, who I believe is still in New York. In fact, there was so much chaos in my life today, I never even had a chance to look at the...
Guess what?
Yeah.
I went to a ballet at the weekend.
To where?
I went to a ballet. A ballet, as you say.
We have one coming up this weekend, the Nutcracker.
Well, that's what I went to see, the Nutcracker, but it was at the Davis Theatre by the River Region Ballet. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Montgomery Ballet is doing it at the same theater this weekend.
Yeah.
And there's something about the Nutcracker that just, it's such a kick to the Christmas spirit, you know. And in my opinion,
it's beautiful.
The single greatest body of music ever composed by anybody.
It is really beautiful music.
First rock song.
It takes you into the music takes you into the heart and soul of a true manic depressive, which is what Tchaikovsky was.
One of the ballet dancers at this production actually danced with Rudolf Nureyev many years ago. Yeah.
I impressed our guest this morning, who was from Montgomery Ballet,
you had a guest from Montgomery Ballet?
Yeah, I watched Baryshnikov do a workout many years ago.
He's great too.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love it. I used to do ballet.
Female reporters making fools of themselves, Stella. Kirby, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to jump in on your conversation about latchkey kid.
Yeah, sure.
I was a latchkey kid, my brother and I both. My dad was a cop for the city of Santa Clara in California. My mom was a school teacher. Mm-hmm. And we never had any problem. I mean, we've talked about it, and we weren't even aware that we were latchkey kids. We came home at night. We did what we were told. The parents showed up. Mm-hmm. Mom cooked dinner. Dad sat down. We ate dinner.
That's good. That's good.
We did stuff together. It was never a problem. The bottom line was we always knew, no matter what was going on, they loved us. Sundays we were in church. Wednesday nights we were at prayer meeting. It was just the way it was.
That's fantastic, and it's great that when they came home, they had the energy and commitment to have a family dinner together and do that. That's awesome.
It is.
I need to explain. Let me back up one step here and explain how that I came to know that term and why we were introduced to this. It was in the mid-'80s. We had a really good, probably the only really great radio consultant I've ever worked with. And he came in because they're always trying to tell you what's going on in the world outside your studio so that you can better connect with them. And he came in and talked about this trend in society and the large percentage of homes now where, at least in the afternoon, you had... It wasn't meant as a derogatory term. It was a term meant to describe a generation of kids and really the first one that was coming home to manage themselves in the afternoon. It wasn't meant as derogatory. But I want to take a step further back from that by saying I do think a lot of women who were forced into the workplace in the 70s by feminist pressure came to regret it, because I met many of them in the first part of the last decade who were in their 40s, unmarried, and wanted babies, and it was too late.
Well, I'm talking as far back as probably 68 or 69.
Mm-hmm. That would be the advent of that.
That's when this started. And my mother worked simply because she had a degree in teaching.
There was a kid that had to come home alone, you had multiple neighbors who were willing to keep an eye on things too.
Absolutely, and they had the authority to beat us if necessary.
Yes.
You're going to get it from me, and then you're going to get it from your dad when he gets home. So,
gotcha. Kirby, you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
Yeah, 5'10".
All right, I got to run because we got Brad McDonald on the line from New York, and we'll be right with him after traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Bundle up more winter weather in our forecast for the next few days. In fact, the next couple of days are pretty complicated. For tonight, a cold rain. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely. Another chilly day with a high temperature in the mid-40s at best. Tomorrow night, there could be a brief let up in the rain late tomorrow night before the next surge of rain comes in by Friday morning, low 39. I think Friday we hover near 39. Rain possibly mixed with a little bit of wet snow. Accumulation is unlikely, but we'll keep an eye on it for you.
And then on Saturday, the sun is back out. A cold day, high around 49, down to 27 late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Our weather app keeps you on top of the drastic weather changes. It's going to be your best friend over the next few days with this winter weather. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. An accident to report, 2500 block of East Boulevard, so be careful there. Otherwise, everything's looking good. Interstate systems are still clear. Not much going on the boulevard other than that one accident. Atlanta Highway's doing pretty well. Taylor and Vaughn are okay. And the 31s look good. The Toyota-thon is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and check out the long list of ways to save. Reinhardt Toyota now open Sunday afternoons. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
We just got word of an accident on 85.
85 southbound just before the Union Street exit. It just happened, I believe. But again, 85 southbound just short of Union Street.
All right. Thank you for phoning that in. And we'll get that down to the traffic dungeon for further investigation. Joining us now, I think from New York City. Live from New York. Is that where you are?
Actually, it's funny you say that because I'm standing right here at Rockefeller Center.
Whoa!
Where you know the famous line live from New York. So that's an interesting setup. But yes, I am. This is my last night here.
Mr. Right on the money.
All the business has been wrapped up, and be heading back to Montgomery tomorrow. So,
what news do you bring us today from these meetings and the folks you've been running with in New York City?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the same stuff that we've been talking about. It's a mixed message from so many people that I've talked to while I've been here. You know, market valuations are definitely not cheap at all. The vast majority of the returns we've seen in the market clearly have come from this hope around, you know, a revamped tax code. And then, two, I think everyone agrees the economy is getting better. And so, the question is are we a little long in the tooth right now with this rally, and is there going to be some disappointment when the final bill gets, you know, gets done? Because there's still a little, you know, apart both versions, whether it's the House or the Senate, they just they're going to have to really get together and make this thing happen. And whether or not that can get done before Christmas, I just don't know. And the jury's still out on that. It's hopeful, but we're getting really down to the sort of nut crunching time, if you will, and so you're going to start to see the real details of this begin to materialize. It could be that you know, you start to see a watered down version, I think, of what everyone was really hopeful would happen. But
that's
it'll
shame.
Be better than nothing. It really will. It'll be better than nothing, and it is a shame. It's an absolute crying shame that, you know, we couldn't have the massive reform that we all wanted, but. At the end of the day, I can tell you that the general mood here in New York, from what I can tell, is one of real hope and optimism, a real feel of confidence coming back. You know, I've been by Trump Tower several times while I've been here, and boy, the tourists have packed that. They just flock in there. They've revamped a little bit of it, and it's interesting to me to see that.
I was in there, I think, in the year 2000. I just went in it with a friend just to look around because it looks so amazing from the outside. Sort of like visiting Oz.
It still is pretty amazing. I would say there. We probably saw maybe 20 Secret Service people there still guarding, you know, the doors. And I'm talking about full-blown machine guns, you know, loaded for bear. That's pretty interesting. The barricades this year from last year are not nearly quite as bad. I think that's probably because he was not the president at the time, and that was still his residence.
Yes.
You know, and, but nonetheless, it's heavily guarded, and it's Christmas in New York, and, you know, I'm sitting here staring right now at the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful scene. I wish I could FaceTime with all the listeners, you know, so they could see it. But and I understand that it's colder in Montgomery than it is in New York.
It's 41, I think. We've had rain, but the best part, when are you flying back?
40.
I'll be in Atlanta. We land in Atlanta tomorrow around noon. So should be back in Montgomery around 3 or 4, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're returning tomorrow, because Friday we have another blast of this coming. It's going to get much colder, and Rich Thomas has actually used the S word, the potential for snow.
Yeah,
no accumulation, just snow.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you know, I was kind of hoping that I would be leaving this cold weather that I've been walking around in since I've been here. A little warmer climate, but
guess
what? Not.
That will not be happening, unfortunately, Brent. It's going to be about, this will be the coldest it's been this whole season. And then winter starts in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, it's a great time of year. It really is. And it's a lot of fun. You know, being in New York, seeing all the optimism, like I said. And
can I ask a nosy
really
question?
It feels great.
Did you
did
you do a little Christmas shopping while you were up there?
Definitely. Absolutely. I mean, we've gone in a bunch of stores today, looking around. I mean, obviously, anyone who's been to New York knows that, you know, these stores pride themselves on their the windows outside the department store with all the Christmas decorations and whatnot. And then you look at Saks, and they have the entire building adorned with Christmas lights set to music. It's a really powerful scene.
Yeah,
that's pretty exciting. And we've gotten a lot of shopping done today, which has been good. So we checked a bunch of folks off the list.
Well,
good question.
Gee, I hope my name was. Yeah, they stopped at the Kohl's store on Fifth Avenue and took.
No. I went into NBC Studios and I got you a personally autographed picture from Matt Lauer.
Oh, my goodness.
Great.
Awesome.
This is on a big discount, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine all the Matt Lauer bobbleheads and stuff like that are probably, you can get those very cheap these days.
That's right.
That's funny. Well, folks, we are, let's see, today is the 6th. There's 25 days left in the month. So pick one of those days to call 387-0094 and make an appointment to see Brent and start talking about getting a plan together and discussing the things you would like to accomplish with the money you work so hard to make for 2018. Just sit down and have a conversation. Let things... just, it's all on the table. No such thing as a dumb question when it comes to money. And I think once you've had a chance to talk to Brant one-on-one and have met the group I call the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen, just an incredible group of people there, you'll feel confident about letting them help you plan your financial future. That number again to make the appointment, 387-0094. Travel safely. And we hear from you tomorrow, I hope.
Yes, definitely. I'll be calling in tomorrow and possibly even Friday, you know, with the tax thing that we've got going on. And then hopefully be in studio next Tuesday, because I really want to take at least 15, 20 minutes and really a little bit of a deeper dive into what we're thinking about 2018.
That'd be great.
Because we're pretty excited about how we think we want to be invested and sort of postured going into the new year. And I want to share some of that too.
Hey, so. Don't forget to read my December column, Coal in My Christmas Stocking. It's pretty funny.
I will.
It talks about money, so it's right up your alley, buddy.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
All right, travel safely.
All right.
Thanks, Brent.
We will. Take care, guys.
Number again for McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I wandered around the building at the beginning of the hour, which since I'm not tethered to my chair. I forgot where I was going or what I was looking for, but I did notice that we're doing very well with our food drive.
Yes.
Here in the lobby. And we hope you'll help us out. Mm-hmm. Canned goods, non-perishables, drop them off here at the radio station. If you can, help us out. Many of the other locations that are participating. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. Joey, Stella, how are y'all this afternoon?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. I was going to ask if Greg could play a request for me.
Sure.
Could you play Jingle Bells by the Clancy Brothers?
The Clancy Brothers?
Yeah, you'd have to go to YouTube to find it, if you don't mind.
No. I don't mind checking that out for you.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, and y'all have a good afternoon, and talk to y'all later.
Yeah, Chris, do you want to be at Bob Miller's Big Shot?
Sure, yeah. I don't think I won it this time, but yeah, it's 424.
All right, guy. Thanks for the call, and we'll try and get that on for you. Joey?
Yeah.
Try and find that for me, please.
Yeah, Jingle Bells, Clancy Brothers.
Are you familiar with that one, Stella?
I am not, actually.
We are going to be heading over to Baumhauer's in about 38 shopping minutes, and then following the Joey Clark. Are you coming over after?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You're going to do the hotter wings, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I like it.
Hey, are you taking your own sauces, or do you just have the sauces they have at Baumhauer's?
I'm not at that point where I carry around my own sauce, but I'm getting there.
I think I'm going to get you a really hot sauce that I think is hot by my standards.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Challenge accepted.
I think the sauce he's talking about should be checked up by Homeland Security.
Yeah, you
don't
think
bring
it's
the
really
government
hot?
Into this. They're going to ruin everything.
This is true. That's what they do, isn't it?
How hot are the ones you're doing on a scale of 1 to 10?
I have some scorpion pepper sauce at the house that is 700,000 Scoville.
Oh.
And that one hurts immediately. The sauce I'm talking about that is really hot, some guy did the Reaper, is about 1 million to 2 million Scoville.
See.
And it sneaks up on you. It like takes 10 seconds and then it doesn't leave for like 20 minutes.
You try the wing fingers at Baumhauer's, by the way.
Yeah, those are tasty. But I like the bone.
We will be there right after the show. In fact, our group starts to probably starting to gather there now. In the meantime, we all remember one of the movies that we like to watch at this time of the year is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, the best.
And Chevy Chase getting all the lights stapled to the roof and the ridiculous thing where he's got like 8,000 extension cords going into one outlet. They're trying to figure out why they can't get it all to light up and yada, yada, yada. They could have used a little help from Mr. Electric. When you need an electrician for an installation, or you sense that there's an issue with an outlet, or there's no power coming from a source when you plug in, this is nothing to mess around with. And if you want a company that's really incredible with master electricians, the very best and most experienced, remember the name Mr. Electric of Montgomery, MrElectric.com, and connect with them. Just an amazing group of people, and they do it. It's not just the experience. They do everything right. They're like a concierge service. Call them at 625-1801. When they give you an appointment time, you can bet they're going to be there on time, and they will call to let you know that they are on the way. 24-hour emergency service is available. And they do the little things, like put their own mat out in front of your front door to clean their feet, and then they put covers over the shoes. And if any installation requires drilling or repair, they clean up the mess afterwards. They don't leave it for you. Expert electrical installations and repair services, including, and this is important, standby generators, home surge protection, and more. And when it comes to integrity, upfront pricing. The technician assesses the situation, will give you an exact price before they start. No surprises with Mr. Electric. Great folks. Call them at 625-1801, 625-1801, or visit them online at MrElectric.com. Jimmy, hang in there. We'll be right with you.
Hey there. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance,
then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Miss Dot, everything looks festive.
We're ready for Christmas, and we want to wish everybody, our friends, customers, everybody, Merry Christmas.
Well, if somebody's looking for something for the holidays, tell us what you have.
We've got the gifts. We've got the crystal. We've got the china. We've got the flatware. We've got extra chairs, extra tables. We've got everything. Christmas decorations. We've got the jewelry. Actually, anything you might like to have. We've got toys, and if nothing else, just come in and sit and rock a while with us.
What will be the hours of Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall for the holidays?
9 until 6 on Saturday. Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30. The rest of the week, Monday through Friday, is 10 until 6. The only change will be we'll be closed on Christmas Day, and that will be it, but we'll be here Christmas Eve.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
While most of us will be planning the next big holiday meal, hundreds of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to join our holiday food drive to help feed those in need. Drop off non-perishable food items to any River Region ASC Credit Union branch and help stuff our Sprinter van with food to be delivered to hungry families. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union. Visit our station website for more info. The Holiday Food Drive from ASE and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the moment when I walk into Baumhauer's tonight and get recognized.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
I don't mind re-gifters, by the way. If you get money and you want to re-gift it to me, I'll take it. Jimmy, thanks for waiting.
Hey, Greg, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hello, we're doing great.
Stella's here. It's always better when Stella's here.
Thank you, Gregory.
a quick shot there. Hey, 526.
Okay.
And I wanted to comment on Joey talking about the boneless wings.
Yes.
I don't know why PETA hadn't already got after them chicken farmers where they grow them boneless chickens. It's got to be a gruesome sight, you know?
Oh, there's no doubt that's some form of abuse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was all my comment was.
I don't know. If they're boneless, they're not wings, they're nuggets. Right?
Okay. All right, y'all have a great night. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Oh, and the Jimmy. Same to you. Thank you.
526, Jimmy goes into the big shot drawing.
All right.
Just checking to see, Joey, if there's been any action in baseball. Yeah, I got the winter meetings coming up this week.
Yeah, a lot of big wigs wheeling and dealing. You think that meeting over on Jekyll Island that created the Federal Reserve was a big deal. You sit in one of these meetings when it's the Major League Baseball League.
Who are you imitating?
I'm not imitating anybody.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't steal for somebody else. I wouldn't impersonate somebody. That's just not something cool to do. You just have to be yourself. Let out the character.
Yeah.
Let out one of the voices in your head.
Why do you never talk about soccer? Football. Did you know that Italy got knocked out of the World Cup?
Why?
Italy got knocked out of the World Cup qualifying matches.
Didn't we? Didn't
first time since the 50s.
Well, because their players are so prissy.
But Italy...
Oh, I'm hurt!
Do you realize how huge Italy is in the World Cup?
Well, they usually are, but they are the Italian Soccer League.
It's devastating for the Italians and the...
Well, they should stop faking injuries and start playing the game.
Well, they've been like that for time immemorial, so they're not going to change now.
Italians.
Well, so they're out of the World Cup. There they go. No, it's great humor like that has propelled me through 13 years of radio here. Oh. Brett Baer trying with a straight face to talk about the impeachment vote in the House. On what? What grounds do they have to impeach him?
I didn't look at the articles of impeachment.
Other than they don't like his heart or his hair, or he annoys them, or he's undoing his predecessor's legacy. I'm going to have a speech on that soon. Trust me, now he found the Clancy Brothers thing that was requested. Dare
you
I
did?
Play this? There's no reason to think that...
We've probably heard it.
Wholesome looking.
I just didn't know it was the Clancy Brothers.
It's only a minute and a half, so it was requested. Let's play it. A whole lot of bus, 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 a
whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus, a whole lot of bus,
through the snow, a one horse open sleigh. Off the fields we go, a laughing all the way. Bells above this week, make your spirits bright. All that fun is to ride, what a sleigh tonight.
Heard that before. That's an Irish folk group.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Been watching a lot of Andy Griffith lately. It's my escape, you know, having a little dinner.
Yeah.
Going back to Mayberry.
At least it's not Matlock.
Oh, that would make me old.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. And it's funny. I don't know. I haven't watched a contemporary TV show, drama, or sitcom in years. I have no idea. If they do any scenes that take place in a church, but they happen quite frequently on Andy Griffith. And it seems like the songs they always sing, one is Bringing in the Sheaves. Bringing in the Sheaves.
Bringing in the Sheaves.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that. But 12 years of Catholic school.
And you
school.
Claim to be a Catholic and you don't know Bringing in the Sheaves?
Well, they sing Bringing in the Sheaves. It sounds stupid.
Joey. Where did you get him from?
I don't know. Now that you mention it, I have no idea where this
lad,
how he fell into our lap.
Talking about my generation.
And they always have the, you know, everything is such a big freaking deal in Mayberry. Like, there was an episode the other night where it was choir tryouts and they needed a tenor and Barney Fife is trying to sing Santa Lucia. And... Well, the premise is because Barney wasn't good enough to do the... And then they got to go through, how do we break it to Barney? I got news for you. When I watched this show, had this been a real-life situation with a sheriff named Andy Griffith and a deputy named Barney Fife, I think by about the third or fourth episode, Andy would have shot him and killed him. I'm serious. It's funny, but good Lord, in a million years of evolution, anybody that would be that annoying and inept would challenge your temper. Let's talk to East of the Rockies.
Hey, good evening. Bella, I was a Manchester United fan for a while.
Oh, that is the best football team on the planet. Oh, Manchester United.
Manchester United.
Oh,
sounds
yeah,
like a bank.
Premier League club, the best.
Tottenham.
Yeah, you were?
Put your
I'd like to listen
Manchester
to your story.
United. Well,
are you still a Manchester United fan? You know who's a part owner of Manchester United and a big supporter of Manchester United? It is Rod Stewart.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there it is. And that's kind of what drew me, you know, because Rod Stewart, I mean, he still kicks the ball around in his
That's all those old people songs he sings.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah.
So
He still does,
yeah. Are you a supporter still?
No, I haven't followed them in some years. My son was a soccer ref and played soccer in high school, and that's kind of what got me back into it, and I've just kind of fallen off. I've backed it.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Was that Gaelic that I heard, the Jingle Bells?
It was an Irish folk
The Clancy
group.
Brothers.
The Clancy Brothers.
They're
Irish.
I thought that they were singing, they sung a verse in Gaelic, and so I didn't know if I heard that correctly over my phone or not.
Right, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Was that great?
Awesome. It was. Well, look, I have you heard from Rosie yet?
No. Call us, Rosie.
She's very busy, and she will call, but I kind of checked on her, and I told her that she won. So anyway.
She's busy with a real serious thrilled. Situation.
Yeah. She's up to her elbows
now. I know where she is.
She'll be all right. Mm. Well, listen, you guys have a great night.
Thank you, you too. And start following Manchester United again.
One of the other owners of that team is one of the people that owns the Boston Red Sox.
I know.
John Henry.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right about that.
So, like, how many games a year do they play? Why is that team worth $1 billion?
They play from August through till May when the season ends. So they play every week, every Saturday, every Sunday.
From August through the following May?
Yeah.
That's a long season.
That is the length of a football season, a soccer season.
Are they like the Yankees of the soccer universe? They win every year?
Yeah, Manchester United.
Also, who is it? Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. But
my roommate loved Tottenham.
I used to live just around the corner to Tottenham and Arsenal because they're in North London. So I used to get a lot of stick for supporting Manchester United, who are a Northern England team.
As you should have.
Yeah. Do you know how much they extended Roger Goodell's contract? $200 million.
Holy crap.
$200 million as he oversees a league that is literally falling apart. Unreal. It's just unreal. All right. 5:39, we're getting a good taste of the kind of extreme weather that Alabama can deliver, and we have more on the way through Friday. Rich will do the forecast here in a second. Reason I mention it is if you're going to put shutters on the outside of your home, those little cheap things they sell at the box store for $20-$30, those will last a couple of years. Then they warp. Then you try to just paint over the warpage and the damage, and it's a waste of time. Get something that's going to last 30 years or longer. Something that comes with the best guarantee in the shutter industry. The products made at Southern Shutter. We know they're going to last because they're made from cedar that's imported from the Pacific Northwest that's known for its durability. Each shutter is created individually using skilled human beings and high technology. And if you visit their website, southernshutter.com, what you see looking back at you is what you can have inside or outside your home. They look that good. Those are not enhanced images. So if you want the best inside or outside your home or to serve a functional purpose, plus they offer a whole array of window coverings now at Southern Shutter, call Hunter Robinson at 294-1258 to discuss those options. Local company made right here in Montgomery and have been since 1964. An outstanding product. Southern Shutter, 294-1258. Tell Hunter you heard about him here. Now let's get Rich in for the forecast.
Brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Bundle up more winter weather in our forecast for the next few days. In fact, the next couple of days are pretty complicated. For tonight, a cold rain. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely. Another chilly day with a high temperature in the mid-40s at best. Tomorrow night, there could be a brief let-up in the rain late tomorrow night before the next surge of rain comes in by Friday morning, low 39. I think Friday we hover near 39. Rain possibly mixed with a little bit of wet snow. Accumulation is unlikely, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. And then on Saturday, the sun is back out. A cold day high around 49, down to 27 late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Our weather app keeps you on top of the drastic weather changes. It's going to be your best friend over the next few days with this winter weather. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and accident on 85 southbound right before you get to the interchange. Traffic is backed up there back to Ann Street, so be very careful over in that area. 65 northbound, starting around Highway 143, going up toward Cobbs Ford Road. Some rush hour traffic there. Also around the boulevard, some stop-and-go stuff. Accidents reported around Carmichael Road and also downtown on Union Street. If you're in an accident, don't call an out-of-town lawyer. Call the Vance Law Firm here in Montgomery. The Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Everybody, troll pal, Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join me for a free, no-obligation consultation. With over 30 years' experience in all areas of financial planning, no problem is too big or too small. Just call me at 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. Retirement planning, Social Security, wealth management, taxes, whatever your issue may be. Help is just a phone call away. That's 334-279-7431. I'm David Ernest, and I look forward to serving you with all your financial needs.
Jingle bells. Oh, you don't want me to sing for you? No, this is Lyle. You want me to make jewelry for you. You want me to make beautiful, beautiful jewelry. Benji and I are at the shop. We're making unbelievable stuff for Christmas. You have plenty of time to get it done by Christmas. You set it up on layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve. We have our Christmas special for $199 down by the yard. We have diamond studs. We have Forever Mark diamonds. Beautiful Forever Mark diamonds. Anything she could dream of, we have at Marguerite's. Come see us at our brand new Peppertree shop or at our Cornerstone shop at Vaughn and Taylor Roads. For Merry Christmas, come see us.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Auto and Tire. When you are looking for tires or automotive service, look to us. We are your local home hometown tire and automotive service, yet we offer nationwide warranties. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here comes menopause, here comes menopause. My wife's gone insane. Yelling and screaming with hot flashes, she's just not the same. Moods are changing, there's complaining, nothing's merry and bright. So get some Advil, give her space, and forget about sex tonight. Here comes menopause, here comes menopause, just like a freight train. Doors are slammed and things are thrown, so open up the veins. Wish it ends soon and she's better, you just don't want to fight. So jump in bed and cover your head and hope that she don't bite.
And now this from News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. 547, heading over to Baumhauer's on the Boulevard very shortly for, well, certainly can use the warmth tonight. And, you know, do you ever look at something you've looked at 1,000 times and then look at it a little bit deeper? Because I just went outside to see how traffic was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm looking out at 85, and there's all these large vehicles, even the cars, you know, weigh thousands of pounds. And everything's moving along at 70 miles an hour, give or take a mile an hour or two, on very wet roads in vehicles that are operated by human beings. And I just kind of, in a moment there, found that amazing that all of that machinery propelled at a pretty decent speed on very wet roads was, and there were no problems.
Look at what we can do.
Amazing.
Yeah. Look at what we can do.
Now, just that alone, I probably caused a wreck or two somewhere along 85. But no, it was just one of those things like that. That is kind of impressive when you think about it.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Well, the idea that your voice is being carried across the air, thousands are picking it up in their cars and on their toilets. I mean, it's amazing when you really step back and think about the power of radio.
Ooh. You know, the guy that does the Toast song, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Haywood Banks.
Haywood. Well, he's got another song, and I want to play this afternoon since we're just basically killing time until we head over to Baumhauer's. That's pretty good. And I'd like everybody to check it out because as he sings, his voice kind of takes on the... What's the word I'm looking for? His voice kind of takes on the tempo of your car's wiper blades. Listen.
Oh, right.
It's a good tune. Goodbye to everyone.
Oh, winter's here with all the ice and snow.
It's coming.
And the surly slush upon the road. The salty spray upon my window makes me wish that I'd replace my wiper blades.
Listen.
My wiper blades. My wiper. Salty spray from semis that do pass. They turn my windshield into bathroom glass. I turn the knob, but I come to the conclusion that I did not fill up my washer solution. My wiper fluid. My wiper fluid. My wiper fluid. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper fluid. Down the Expressway, 80 mph. I can make out headlights, taillights, frosted shapes. But down by the dash is a clearing where both blades do scrape. I can see fine if I lay on the passenger seat. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. One time on delay. My whipper.
That really does pick up the
beat. Whipper.
Yes.
Whipper blades.
Heywood Banks, Mr. Toast. I see that Siri today told people that John Travolta was dead.
Oh, really?
Oh, she did? Goodness.
Yeah, yeah. A Business Insider discovery. If you ask Siri for Travolta's age, she'll tell you that he died back in 2009.
Here, let me try it real quick.
Try that. See if they fixed it.
Hey, Siri, how old is John Travolta?
John Travolta is 63.
Well, I guess they fixed it.
I guess they got that fixed.
I don't like Siri. She always gets things wrong. I use Daisy instead.
Daisy?
The Google lady. I use the Google Maps instead, and I called her Daisy. Have you ever heard that song, Daisy?
Is that the one that tells you when to make the turns and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard that song, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do?
That's a old song. That goes back to like the 19th century, right? Well, Daisy, right?
Give me directions, do. That's what I sing to her. She's better than Siri.
I rarely use any of those things. I don't want Alexa in my house. I never talk to Siri, really.
No?
Well, I don't talk to her, but I'm not very good with directions, so I need directions. One day when I was coming here, actually, for the first time, she directed me to Wall Street in New York, and I'm thinking, and I was driving. I thought, where is she taking me? So I look at the phone, and it said Wall Street, New York.
Yeah, you got to make sure you cross those T's and dot those I's.
I think she was intoxicated.
5:53, we have one more look at the roads coming. It looks like things have actually, you know, considering the weather we've had today, not too bad as far as behavior on the roads is concerned. We had Clark's out to the house for our fall tune-up, so I actually popped on the, rarely during the day, but today, man, it's just so cold and so damp. Mr. Ritterbottle hasn't been feeling good. Also wanted to mention something else, because we talk about what great heating and air conditioning specialists they have at Clark's, but they also have plumbers. And we noticed that the hoses on the washing machine were starting to get, so when they were out, we asked them to dispatch the plumbers to check those out, and it was a good thing we did, because they could have bust during a rinse, soak, and spin moment, and then you've got a real problem on your hands. Fortunately, we were able to get the hoses swapped out, get new ones in. They do such a great job on everything. And being Clark's Club members, we saved, I think it was $40 on that.
Oh,
because,
you did?
Yeah, because good. You get a discount on parts and labor. And we also get the fall tune-up, so we know going into the cold weather that Rich is sending our way, especially when we get into Friday and Saturday with temperatures in the low 20s, that our system's running efficiently, so we're not wasting money, because this whole year has been a process of trying to figure out how to lower the damn electric bill. It's been over $400 at times, and that's a lot of money.
It is a lot, yeah.
And Clark's has helped us with that as well. So when you want competent service, when you want the best in preventive maintenance, a Clark's Club membership is a great investment, $159 against the cost of thousands for a new system. They'll help you see the train coming down the tracks before it hits you in the pocketbook. Call them at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. You better call Clark's.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A new accident on Atlanta Highway right in front of Krispy Kreme Donuts. Also have one on Madison at Jefferson. And the one on 85 southbound still has traffic backed up pretty well to Ann Street. So be careful out there. Still nasty, rainy, wet, cold, and ugly. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. A McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us. or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This morning, my teenager showed me her wish list. What was at the top? Yep, a new car. I told her there's no way we can add a car payment this time of year. Then a little elf told me about ASE Credit Union's No Pay for 90 Days offer. ASE has super low auto loan rates, and I'll get approved faster than Santa can squeeze down the chimney. I can give my daughter the gift she really wants and pay off the holidays before I start paying on her car. That's what I call a Christmas miracle. ASE Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
Keep the jingle in your pocket this season. Visit Capital Pawn Shop, because your Christmas gift list shouldn't make you cringe. Paying retail doesn't increase the joy of giving. Capital Pawn offers the same high-quality merchandise at a fraction of the cost. And should you find yourself short on cash this season, it's not necessary to sell a valuable family treasure. For a discreet, safe, and worry-free way to get quick cash, visit Capital Pawn Shop.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead Go-Kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead Go-Kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $1,099 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead Go-Kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we service what we sell.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, the curtain falls too early, so they say.